What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, the party, I guess, just got started. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He has arrived here at Hooters, and boy, did he make an introduction, Mike.
Yes,
Bell.
Man. Hurricane Jerome, the Crimson Tide, big devotee, also a huge fan of the Dallas Cowboys, so two reasons to hate Jerome. He's rolled in here to the Hooters Mall of Georgia. The video is up at Mike Bell ATL. You can see Mini Cam and his son, who is actually taller than their starting quarterback, Bryce Young, of the Carolina Panthers. Everybody's in the video, but watch Jerome do his entry as he lets you know he is a fan of the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, and most of you... And that's how he came in here. That's exactly how he came in. Romy Rome's in the house. Most of you remember Jerome last year when he didn't pay up. Hi, Jerome. So once he did pay up.
Without interest.
Most of you remember that incident where we bet against, Alabama. It was Texas at home.
How'd that go?
I think Texas beat the out of him. So, anyways, we finally paid up, and many of you remember that whole ordeal. But Jerome is an avid listener. We love the dude. He just has a big mouth and doesn't know what he's talking about. But we love him. We love him. So, Jerome, thank you for being here. Go check out Mike Bell's post, man, because he made an entrance. All right, we got a lot to get to, guys. We are live at Hooters. We're inviting you to come on out. And like I said, a lot of regulars in here. How's the Hey Man Ale, by the way? How's the Hey Man?
Look good? At that. He's making it disappear.
It's good stuff.
Outstanding. Look at that. That's what we like to see.
Look. Right. He's like this. I'm going to make it disappear. Thank you for coming out. Hey, man, come on out and hang out with us. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
100% of the sales of Hey Man, our Blondale, and our Watermelon Lime goes to charity. One of those charities is the Trinity College Fund. The other one is Mike's Coweta Property Tax. And we do appreciate you guys, so thank you so much.
No doubt, man. Guy Talk's coming up a little bit later on. If you're wondering today how things have gone with the Falcons, they didn't work out, okay? They just reported, like a lot of teams. And what that simply means is guys are showing up. They're checking in. They're getting their physical. They're doing all the things to get ready for camp. So today was, guys, really just a day where you saw a lot of guys walking into the facility. And the main guy, Mike, was Kirk Cousins walking in.
Yeah, now Kirk came in walking. Walked into the facility. Now, with the whole little controversy we had some fun with to start the show, with D. Orlando Ledbetter from the AJC, said, "Show me his foot!" Because he's concerned about the foot with the Achilles injury. He looks fine. He's walking in. We had some fun with D-Led. But again, this is going to be the main storyline. It's unavoidable. The fans, because you can't have access because of the construction. There's a ton of construction. The upgrades are insane. We talked to Joe Patrick about that. A week from Friday, they'll be at Mercedes-Benz. Tickets are just $5. They go to charity. You can also win some tickets, so we can find a way as well. So
that's
stay
right.
tuned for that. But so the only chance really to see, other than one of the Friday night lights, they'll do it here up in upper in this neighborhood. It's a high school near Buford, right, Chris?
Second year high school.
Thanks, man. Second year is where they'll be. And that's only two opportunities. So the fans won't get to see them. And then all you do get to see two road games in the preseason. It's Miami, Baltimore, and then we play Jacksonville the final week. So you're probably going to see Penix Jr., Heinicke, another quarterback will be brought into camp.
Yeah.
And Cousins will do the work in those scrimmages. So the fans are only going to get to see Penix, which is going to create a controversy. Now, it doesn't mean there's any controversy. The coaches know who their quarterback is.
Sure.
But it'll give us a ton of fodder. And everyone will be going bananas about this. And if you're blogging about the Falcons, the story's going to write itself.
It is. And here's the thing I'm hoping, Mike. I'm hoping that he plays well. Because that gives us hope for the future when he gets his opportunity. If he comes out and wets the bed, everybody's going to be like, why did we take this guy eighth? What's going on?
Right.
What? I don't need that. We don't need that. We need him to come out, and when he gets his opportunity to play well, which is what I'm hoping. All right, before we get into what's going on with the dogs, and Mike mentioned, we're going to give away a four-pack of tickets with club and field-level patio access to the Falcons open practice Friday, August 2nd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Stay tuned. It's brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. We will get to that in just a second. Braves lose game one of a doubleheader today. They got rained out last night, postponed, so they're playing again in a couple of hours. But here's what I want you to realize about the Braves, and this is why I've been so down on them all season. Mm. And all season, all I heard was, and I get it, things are going to turn around. These guys are going to hit. Mike, in the last 30 days, thank you, Snit, the Braves on-base percentage, they are the worst in the National League in on-base. 287 is their on-base percentage. Guys, that's terrible. Mm. OPS, that's slugging and on-base, right, together, combined. 670. They're 13th in the NL in slugging. They're tied for last in batting average. Mm. We're not scoring like we did last year. It's not even close. You guys watch these games. You see them. And part of this is not May or April. We're almost to August. And, Mike, we're almost the worst team in every category that matters. On base, OPS, slugging, we're 13th, mm-hmm. and last in average. What's changed?
Well, you don't have Freddie Freeman. You got Matt Olson. And Matt Olson, we saw him go through a slump 2 years ago, the year that we had to make that amazing run to catch up with the Mets. And then remember, we ran out of pitching. That's when Strider, you know, had the oblique. So we get beat by the Phillies in that one. But Olson was really streaky that year. Last year, he had an MVP caliber season. This year, Matt Olson is back to the back of his baseball card. He's mm-hmm. really struggling. He's going to another brutal slump.
Yes.
Freddie was on fire that entire year. Freddie batted 300. OPS was 896. And you also had Ozzie Albies.
That was Freddie's last year, right?
His last year here in Atlanta. 156 games for Ozzie. He batted 259, but drove in a bunch of runs. Ozzie drove in 106. Dansby drove in 88. Mm. So, I mean, you had Austin Riley. Austin Riley batted 303 in 2021 when we added Rosario, Soler, and who am I forgetting? Jock Peterson.
Jock.
But that's a core. See, we don't have anything remotely close to that core doing the work this season that we're going to add to.
So, look, we're not giving up. We don't do that on this show. You guys know that. We ride or die. But here's the deal. It is hard to believe with where we're at, and if Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager, doesn't go out and make multiple moves
right.
because of the injuries and what's facing you, that you can simply turn this around. And here's where I'm at. I don't think he's going to do that. Mm. I think he's looking at this roster and he's saying injured, salary, escalators. What can I fix? What can I not fix?
Right.
And Mike, if it's five moves that you need him to go out and make, I don't see that happening. That's not 2021.
Right.
So two things happen. One, pitching gets better, cross your fingers. But the main thing is we got to hit. And the guys that you count on have to start producing the way that you expect them to. And if that doesn't happen in August, September,
right,
you're chasing your tail, man.
But that's where, I mean, the thing is about 2021. Remember, Travis d'Arnaud missed two-thirds of the season that year. We had all the different guys, Contreras and all the guys we signed on small contracts coming back and forth to catch. Travis only played 60 that year. You know, Marcelo Zuna, remember, had the suspension. You lost him because of the spousal situation up there in Sandy Springs, which later was adjudicated.
And they did this without Acuna, right?
Correct. Acuna only played 82 games that year. But the other guys, and I'm telling you, Ozzie, Dansby, Austin Riley, and Freddie picked up the slack. Matt Olson is brutal slump right now. Murphy don't hit at all. I mean, he just doesn't hit. And, again, he had a hit today, but let's be honest. Jared Kelnick, after that great month of June, has been ice cold for the month of July. So the base or the framework that you augmented in 21 does not exist in 24. That's the argument.
All right.
And I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer. I'm just spitting facts.
Mike, and this is why it's driving us crazy, right? Because we're trying to figure it out. Guys, our listeners are like, yo, what's going on with the Braves? There's no explanation. Like, these guys are not doing anything different. They're just not hitting the way we were, which means we're not scoring runs mm-hmm. the way we were. All right, we got to get to some college football real quick. I want to tell you what Nick Saban had to say about Carson Beck. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Yes, Jerome, dogs. Nick Saban praised Carson Beck, who may be the best quarterback, Mike, in college football. A lot of people are saying that he's going to be that this season. But Nick Saban said, look, coming back to school, and this was about Carson Beck, he says, look at the failure rate in the NFL. He says, I think the failure rate is what it is because guys go early and they're not ready. He says, if you get drafted really high, first pick or whatever, and then you play before you're ready, you get frustrated. You lose your confidence.
Right.
Carolina. And the best thing for a quarterback is to develop actually in college before he's playing. So here's the deal. Bryce Young played in college and was great, and I loved him. But I do think he lost his confidence last year, Mike.
Because we remember we got into this whole thing because he's a little undersized and he's not a real true dual threat. They didn't know how to categorize him. I always said, just call a comp to comp. He's a Drew Brees. Drew Brees needed to have a really great offensive line around him for that success. Drew Brees is very cerebral. He reads. He understands offense. This guy went through three coaches before the season even got halfway through.
That's right.
They had this big power struggle. They had a quarterback's coach, offensive coordinator,
and
head coach.
Owner. And their owner.
And the owner, Tepper is a meddler, all got involved. And I think that jacked him up. The question will be, does he bounce back from that? Jim Plunkett went through the same thing early in his career in New England and kind of was, you know, in the wilderness before he finally got to Oakland and then won two Super Bowls.
So Carson Beck said, I have a great relationship with Coach Saban. He also said, obviously, he's one of the best, and, you know, his demeanor, the way he approaches the game, his intelligence level, but they're both complimenting and saying nice things about each other. So Coach Saban is saying Carson Beck's best decision might have been just coming back and setting himself up to be even better when he gets drafted. If you ask right now, NFL, you know, scouts and guys that cover this stuff, they have him as a top three quarterback, right? Shedeur Sanders is one guy that a lot of people are high on at Colorado. Right. We'll see how their season plays out. Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck are the other two guys. And then you've got some other guys thrown in there, but those three guys could be 1, 2, 3 next year in the spring. Carson Beck, though, Mike, could be the number one guy.
Right. Now, just a matter of how well him and Coach Bobo get along. I think we already established that Bobo knows what he's doing. New set of pieces. Obviously, you don't have the best tight end in college football. Oscar Delp now steps in that role.
Yep.
But Brock Bowers was that guy. But you certainly got a good running back. Now, are we going to see another one of those sort of running back by committee? Are we going to have a bell cow? You know, I mean, that's one of those things that we've been waiting to see with Georgia. I think Georgia fans like to see one or two guys like Sony and Nick Chubb kind of do their thing the way they did the first championship run for Kirby.
I'm with you, man. It's going to be interesting. Dogs camp gets underway here in about a week or so. We're live at Hooters. We're coming back. We got a lot more to get to.
Yeah, man. I'll throw this into Guy Talk. I got more stuff for you, including the best odds of who's going to get fired first in college football. Good news is one of those is the head coach of the Gators.
All right. Would you be upset if someone played a recording of you and you didn't know that you were being recorded? One NFL football player says today that's exactly what happened to him.
Oh, snap.
We'll tell you about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here in Yeah Man, No Man, Turtle brought up the fact that people who used to play the college football game, it's out now. The new college football game is out. They are older and in some cases having difficulties with the button, you know, combinations. So we got a couple of texts, Mike. Cody says, Dukes, I dislocated my thumb playing EA 25 trying to do all of these buttons. He says, I'm 30 plus now, which is what Chris brought up.
Right.
And then Matt said.
He said he got sucked in. He says, Carl's right. I pre-ordered NCAA 25, got 3-day early access, played 22 hours in his first 3 days, ended up with a giant crick in his neck. I'm much too old for that kind of gaming now. So I guess we're going to keep orthopedists busy and chiropractors, apparently, if you're playing this at that level. Conversely, it's amazing, Carl, how cheaply you can pick up 20-year-old PlayStation games. I could get the old EA Sports Madden with Mike Vick on the cover for 99 cents.
Yeah, man.
And so I'm going to go buy that PS2 that I had that I gave up at a garage sale and get back to work and work my way up.
It's incredible, these stories you guys are sharing, but appreciate it. But we were talking about that. It's real.
My point to you, and you and I agree, when I was about 2004-05 is the last time I was really playing Madden a lot. I was living in Buckhead.
Yeah.
And I had on the big screen, and I played that damn Tiger Woods game every damn day.
Got a game.
You know, it's just, I'm, you know me, addictive personality. I don't know if I want to go down this road.
I love playing the season mode.
Mm.
And literally, my goal was to play one game a day if I could. If I had time, like, all right, I'm going to give myself 20 minutes. That's my downtime today. I'm not thinking about anything. And I try to play a game. But the problem is, it's like chips. You just can't play one game.
Right. And
if
you get the headset on, I used to play the MLB The Show. With my kid brother.
That's a good game.
So my kid brother would be talking, you know, ish to each other and having fun, putting money on the game, going back and forth.
All right, man. We were just talking about it. Appreciate all the texts. By the way, follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game.
I told Jerome that he's trending.
Yeah.
He is now up to, let's refresh, 22 likes, 20 views.
That's awesome. A video sensation.
A video of Jerome. Let's refresh.
A video sensation.
Let's refresh. Yes. Now, Jerome was up to 23 views.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It is a great entrance, should I say. By the way, I didn't ask you this. So I'm going to ask you on the air. But what do you think of Brent Venables? We have an Oklahoma fan here. I'm curious.
Right.
You like Brent Venables?
She says she loves Brent Venables.
Okay.
Oh, I had to reset. Jerome's up to 1.3 thousand views.
Oh, okay, cool.
There you go, Jerome.
There you go, Jerome.
Maybe Jerome can find a girlfriend off this. We'll find out. Well,
that's true. What did he say? What did he say?
Apparently, some poor soul is married to Jerome.
God bless her.
Special place in heaven for that lady, I'll tell you that.
Hey, we're going to give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets, by the way. Stay tuned. Club and field level patio access to the Falcons open practice next Friday.
No, but I think Venables gets, you know, I mean, the thing about Oklahoma is if you're an Oklahoma fan, if you took Lincoln Riley's offense and Venables' defense and squished them together,
perfect.
You got a championship football team.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley's taking no defense to USC, and I know that Venables has got – he just lost Dylan Gabriel to Oregon. So they kind of get back to finding their quarterback. But, yeah, it's almost like that's the perfect mesh, but they're on two different parts of the country right now.
Yeah, I was just curious. I've run into some Boomer fans. Boomer Sooner, by the way.
Well, Carl, you know
some,
why.
Some of them have been like, well, we got to see where this goes. Because I don't know if he was – people were critical of the first, you know, couple of seasons with him there. I think there's always a transition. I think Brent Venables knows what he's doing. He was at Clemson a long time, guys. And for everybody that says, hey, Dabble doesn't know what he's doing, he lost his two most reliable assistant coaches, and the program changed. It just did. And Brent Venables was a part of the recruiting process.
Exactly what happened to Coach Bowden at Florida State. He lost Mark Richt. Now, he still had his defensive coordinator, but losing guys like Chuck Amato, 1,000 cuts, you lose those dudes. The thing about Venables, he's so high strung.
Yeah.
Is he going to make it as head coach or is he going to implode?
Yeah.
Because remember, you had to have, remember their strength and conditioning coach? This guy, I mean, this is a guy who could squat like a Volkswagen and literally every muscle in his body to keep Venables on the sideline back at Death Valley.
It's true. And we've got a bunch of listeners here, guys, from all over the place. And we've been talking to them during the break. So that's why I was bringing that up. What's up, Turtle?
You know why she likes Brent Venables, right, Carl?
Why is that?
Remember when we were watching in the studio the other week? He looked like $1,000. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, with the suit and the new look,
the new haircut.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, got a new lid.
I guess he's SEC media days.
Check
he did.
I could see why she likes Brent Venables.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about that.
Just saying,
because he was on stage, Mike, and we were like, "Who's that?" Because it didn't even look like Brent Venables.
I'm looking right now.
Dapper Dan.
Yeah, he looked good.
Hold on. Yep. Hold on. Yeah, freaking. So he's changed his look. It's earth shattering. I can't. Oh, there. Okay, I get it. Yeah, it is. That does look different.
Man filled out a suit.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Well, the dude has always been one of those guys that's carved out of wood.
Yeah.
He's one of those coaches that he looks like a strength and conditioning coach. You know, those guys. Like, there's always those guys like, dude, like the Zeno thing, like wearing a schmedium.
All the time. It. Absolutely. Right. Oh, is Drake London's birthday today? Drake London, happy birthday.
Hey, man. You know what? Tomorrow, Turtle, on your way up here, pick up a cookie puss for Drake London.
Roger that, Mike. All
right, man. We hope Drake has a tremendous year. Falcons reporting today. We're going to talk more about it at 5 o'clock. Guy Talk is on the way. If you're wondering what's going on around the league, there are some hold-ins, some hold-outs. Brandon Ayuk continues to say, hey, I want to be traded. The 49ers, Mike, it doesn't seem like they're coming off of that.
No.
And by the way, where's the landing spot?
That's just it. I mean, you got to find a team that, you know, you could argue that maybe next year. Not this year. Texans have got their guy.
They do.
Right? They made that trade to get Stephon Diggs. But down the road, I mean, now maybe you rarely see NFL trades by the trade deadline, but that would be interesting to see if it becomes a nuisance or a situation where if the kid from Florida develops and they can move on from Ayuk. But Ayuk does – look, Ayuk, you want one more year of those two together. Sorry about your contract, dude. We're trying to win a Super Bowl, and that's going to be the attitude.
And by the way, I mean, I get it. You know, he's set to make $14 million this year. It's not chump change. I mean, many of you out there are like, come on, go play.
Right.
But he's looking at what the guys this offseason have gotten.
Correct.
All of a sudden – The number went from, Mike, 14 and 16 to all of a sudden now it's 28, 30, 35. That's what he's looking at. So fair, unfair, he's like, wait a minute, did you see the numbers I just put up? And we went back to the NFC Championship game? Yeah, I was a big part of that. So I don't know if he's going to get what he wants, but that is happening. Meanwhile, CeeDee Lamb, Cowboy fans, Jerome, he is not at Cowboy camp.
Right.
He is not reported.
Last time you had one of these with a wide receiver was Dez Bryant, right?
About
15, how many years ago that was. But eventually they got that one settled. But Jerry's in such a tough spot. I mean, you said it the other day. What do you do with Tua if you're the Dolphins? What do you do if you're Dak? Hey, thanks, guys. You know, what do you do with the, you know, you're going to just have to pay it. That's what's so funny about Jordan Love. That's the same boat we could be in with Penix Jr. We'll have 1 year of Penix Jr. We got to pay him. Might be $65 million by the time we get to 3 years down the road in the cap.
It's true, Mike. By the way, the Colts just signed free agent wide receiver Laquon Treadwell. Don't you talk bad about Laquon Treadwell.
I remember we had this guy who's arguing with me on the text line. You don't know. Laquon's a perfect fit for the Falcons. I go, perfect fit for what? To mop the floor? Sell hot dogs?
He came in.
Park cars down on Centennial Olympic Drive?
Mike, he was better than what I expected him to be.
Mm-hmm. At the time when he came in here, I think that was the year we didn't have any money. I'll be honest with you. I think that's when
and that's why he was here.
Yeah. I don't think we had any money. By the way, a 49ers, Mike. All-pro left tackle Trent Williams. Best left tackle in football.
No argument. I think he's kind of that guy. He's the gold standard. He's the new Jonathan Ogden.
Holding out for a contract adjustment.
Mufa.
When I hear adjustment, I think about Julio. I'm sorry. I
Julio.
Just do. When I hear contract adjustment, because remember, that was the word, right? It wasn't, I don't need a new contract. I need an adjustment.
But you see, we just gave you a contract 2.5 years ago. No? What's that? You want more money.
So Brandon Ayuk demands a trade.
Right.
And the best left tackle in football, all right, you can talk about Brock all you want.
Right.
You can talk about Christian McCaffrey. When they need to run the football, they run it behind that guy. He wants a contract adjustment. 49ers got some decisions to make. Now, if it's me, I'm paying Trent, and I'm still trading,
you know,
Brandon.
Funny
Ayuk.
Thing, though, you know, again, this is exactly the same thing. 3 years in, into year four.
Yeah, that's right.
Just like Julio. He's 36, and they've got his
– because he knows, Mike.
He's getting – you know, he's making $31 million right now.
I know.
31.5.
But he's still that dude. And, yeah. And right now, if you don't do it now, you're going to do it at 38?
Well, he's got the 49ers can say, well, we've got salary control for you for 3 more years there, Slick. So it'll be interesting. This is going to be something. I wonder if the owners, when they do, that's why when we talked earlier with
games.
Mike McCarthy, who not the coach, but the guy that does sports business, when they get this 18-week schedule, do you think the players' union is going to start pushing or the owners push back on the contract means the contract? You can't be renegotiating this crap 3 years in. I think that's a sticking point. We got burned by it in Atlanta with Julio.
We did. We did. He destroyed the team. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
Hey, man. We've all been there. Maybe it was an interview. Maybe it was your first ever time speaking in front of a large group of people. You completely freeze and lock up after you said some really dumb things, too. But that's exactly what happened to a new Big Ten head coach today at their media days. We've got the audio. It's painful. Also on the way, a Florida man suggests a prenup to his fiance, who then kicks the crap out of him. Details coming up next in Guy Talk.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yes!
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta. Where the players play up here, guys, in Buford, because Gwinnett is popping. It is at Dukes and Bell at the Mall of Georgia. And, again, we'll be here tomorrow.
Gwinnett is Friday.
It is. It really is. You know, by the way, if Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce wants to put that on a T-shirt, just let me know, man. We're going to make a deal.
No doubt.
But Gwinnett is popping. Or put it on a water tower. We'll be here again Thursday and Friday. We have a lot of fun. It started a couple years ago on Dukes and Bell. We had the introductory press conference at the time. I think it was Jim Tomsula was the former DC or O-line coach for the 49ers.
Didn't know what he was doing.
Took over for Harbaugh, and it was like, we're going to do stuff. And I don't know. It was like that guy at the time at the All-Star game when he presented the Chevy truck to the game with the MVP. This is a couple years ago, and it was like, this Chevy is filled with the technology and stuff. It was like Tommy Boy.
Yes.
Chris Farley was the vice president of marketing. So, like, not everybody gets to, you know, be that great after-dinner speaker. We joked about Nick Sirianni talking about playing, like, rock, paper, scissors. What the hell are you talking about in his introductory press conference? He nearly won a Super Bowl. Dan Campbell talked about biting people's...
Now he's on the hot seat.
Dan Campbell talked about biting people's ankles.
It's true.
And bringing in Lions for live practice, and he nearly got to the Super Bowl.
He did.
So, you don't necessarily have to, you know, dazzle, but you really got to be at least competent. Take a listen to Deshaun Foster, who took over for the Chip Kelly. Remember Chip Kelly was the head coach at UCLA? He got.
He's the OC now at
Ohio State.
Yeah.
But Deshaun Foster took over as the interim, then got named the head coach. So he is now speaking today at the Big Ten introductory press conference for UCLA's Parsh portion. Take a listen.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in LA. It's us and USC.
Oh my God. What? What? Come on.
20 seconds.
No way.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
Oh,
any questions?
In a second. DeShaun Foster, your head coach of the UCLA Bruins. That was a 20-second pregnant pause, by the way.
He won't be for long.
Wow.
First of all, they're not going to be any good. Right. They're going to get crushed in the Big Ten. And
it's us and USC.
I guess we're familiar with it.
Mike, nobody said coach. Man. Coach, what you going to go up there and talk about? I don't know. I'm just going to go up there. That is awful.
I mean,
that is completely awful. And if you're a UCLA alum and they have some
big money guys, yes.
They are like, what in the world was that? Did that instill any confidence into you if you root for that team?
Look, I feel bad for the guy, but I mean, to Carl's point, I mean, you know what these things have become.
Wow.
These are little miniature presidential press conferences for your program to tell your vision. Hey, looking forward to being in the Big Ten. We know it's a big challenge for UCLA, both geographically and physically.
I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program.
Come on, man, y'all been around forever.
So for those of you who don't know, the U is for university, the C is for California, and the LA is for LA. And we're based in Los Angeles, is USC.
Here's the thing that bothers me about this. All right?
Poor guy. I mean, but he should have been prepped. Somebody in that athletic department
should have been prepped.
Should have had him ready for some notes, some cliff notes.
This is what bothers me. And you guys, we're playing the audio. The actual video of his body language is even worse. He walks up there to Mike's point when he played the start of this, and he literally is like, afternoon. I mean, you're watching him unfold in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like guys walking to the gallows as he's walking to the podium, man. Anyway, best of luck to Sean Foster and the Fighting Bruins.
20 seconds?
20 seconds.
This is your moment.
I timed it out. Yeah, 20-second silence.
This is your moment.
And,
oh, my God.
Questions? Right. Hey, man, from a coach who's
– us and USC.
Coach is just beginning his career as head coach to arguably the greatest football coach of all time, if not the runner-up.
Mike, can I say this?
Yes.
Some people aren't going to like this. He's an African-American coach. This is – you got to have your stuff together. You don't get these second and third opportunities. I'm sorry.
I know.
You just don't. And I hate it because the fact is you get a chance. You're at UCLA. Let's go.
Right.
And that's what you give me?
Right. Think about Raheem Morris.
Come on,
Mike. About David Shaw at Stanford.
It matters.
Having it together.
Love you, Dad.
It matters. I'm sorry. You can't tell me it doesn't. I just – that's the part about this where you go, guys are like, that's why you don't get a second or third chance. You're not winning 10 games this year.
I knew he was in trouble when he said UCLA and the Big Ten, two great emblems.
Two great emblems.
And I wonder if there was a reporter in the front row whose eyes kind of went wide, and that's when he said,
come on.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bill Belichick doesn't have to worry about football this year or answering questions. Of course, Bill was a horrible public speaker, and that's the way he liked things. They won't give you any details about anything.
I think he did it purposely.
He did. And again, that's why the Boston media, they were twisting that knife with relish when he finally got moved on from Bob Kraft. So photos emerging of Belichick and his 23-year-old girlfriend. Mm. Yes, Jordan Hudson wearing some yoga pants and a zesty outfit as they went biking around Nantucket today.
Oh, he's exercising.
Showing Carl photos of the New York Post.
Yeah, he's out in nature.
Yes, photos of them. Apparently, they've been doing a lot of biking, he and Jordan, and they've been seen at local eateries having some fun. And Belichick is having a good time with his 23-year-old, perfectly fit former cheerleader girlfriend.
Well, she's in shape.
Good for him. Yeah, now Bill just looks like an old guy on a bicycle. Bill looks like a cholesterol commercial.
She looks like she's ready for the Tour de France.
See if Bavitra is right for you.
All right.
Talk to your doctor. But anyway.
She's in shape. Not so much.
Hey, now, I don't know if there are going to be any wedding bells for those two anytime soon, but there was a story.
Would he marry? You think he'd marry?
I don't think he'd marry. You think he'd marry her?
I don't think so. I mean, I hate to say it, but
yeah. I don't think so. Meanwhile, a story in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I'm going to be somewhere else next year.
I don't want you following me around the country. Go ahead.
Sorry. My computer literally just – oh, here it is. It just took a dump. It's coming back now. Thanks a lot. Apologize for the delay. Technical difficulty. There we go.
Finally the story. Two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
This is the most this is terrible.
Right. Hey, one more time. I got to get to the story with the prenup while my computer reloads.
I don't need anything else, Mike. This is terrible.
Play Deshaun Foster from the beginning one more time, Oren. Let's hear it.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships. So
in
this
what?
Fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC.
We what? What? What are you saying?
I'm just basically excited, really. Any questions?
Questions! But, I mean, can you imagine how awkward that would have felt to be in that room? You had about 250 media members, maybe more. Big Ten media
coach,
days, man.
Coach,
I'm just basically excited, really.
Coach,
that's
pump
it.
Your kids. You know. Tell us how the offseason's been going.
Right.
I mean, give me your staff. Coach, come on.
Oh, man.
It's terrible.
Anyway, one more story for you. I appreciate your patience as we played coach again. Story down from St. Petersburg, Florida. A bride-to-be got so furious during a pre-wedding discussion, which turned into an argument over a prenup agreement. She allegedly beat up her groom and then bit her brother-in-law-to-be just 2 days before their wedding, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department. Molly Rose Hogan, 26, exploded into a booze-fueled argument with her unidentified fiancé over the wedding contract at their home in St. Petersburg Beach, prompting her to grab his head and pummel it in the chest, legs, and torso, allegedly smashing him into the coffee table. She looks like a bruiser, Carl. There's her headshot or her mugshot. A handsome woman.
I wouldn't have messed with her.
Looks like she has some experience in grappling. But anyway, the brother-in-law tried to break it up, or soon-to-be brother-in-law, now not to be brother-in-law, because they're not going to get married anytime soon. She apparently bit him on the arm to get a shot at the hospital and the whole thing. Husband was going to marry her on Saturday. This went down on a Wednesday. Ultimately pulled away. The neighbors called the police, and Pinellas County booked her. Dare I say, the invites now have a whole new meaning. The wedding registry still urges friends and family to, quote, join our epic journey and ask for help paying for a wedding cake, flowers, and open bar. So there you go. A happy couple that will not come to fruition, and a Florida man probably makes a better decision to step away.
Any questions?
Hey, man, there's your guy talk. Brought to you by Duke's Bell. Hey, man, Ale, Watermelon Lime. We got both on tap. We got our Watermelon Lime coming up here. It'll be here later in the week.
Yes, sir.
But the Hey, Man, Ale is on draft here at the Hooters Mall of Georgia, and it's going out more and more. We got our man, Lil Cam. Little Cam Newton and his son.
Appreciate you, bro.
Who's Lil Bryce. Actually, about the same size as Bryce Young. But they're hanging out. We want you guys to join us. Get off 85 and join the party.
Yeah, man. We're going to be here today, tomorrow, during the show, and Friday. So if you can come, not one day. Maybe you can come all three. Or maybe you can just pick a time. Come on, man. We'd love to get a chance to meet you and see you. Coming up, we're going to tell you the latest on the Falcons reporting today. We're going to hear from Chris Lindstrom, Jesse Bates. Stay there. We're live at Hooters in Buford.
It combines class winning and leading, technology and stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.